Paul Marsh and John Brown for Express. We are live here at Victorious Festival.
Yes, we are.
Absolutely unbelievable here. Everything is building up nicely. And I'm really, really happy to say that one of the best features of Victorious over the last couple of years has been the comedy tent.
Yeah.
And we are here with Michael Franklin, who's actually going to open the comedy tent at Victorious today.
Hey, how you doing? You guys all right?
Mate, it's so good to talk to you. How does it feel to open Victorious Comedy Tent?
Absolutely buzzing for it. As I say, Victorious is a fantastic festival. Always gets a great crowd. What I really enjoy about Victorious is they really build into the local community and bring in local acts. And there is that, just that feeling of just a community here at Victorious. And I'm very excited to open the festival at the comedy stage.
What was it about comedy that drew you to it as a career, and what inspired you to want to be a comedian? Do you remember kind of the first instances of thinking, do you know what, this could be a career?
Well, first and foremost, I think like most comedians, I was a fan of stand-up comedy first. And how I actually got into it, I went to the Fat Fox.
Yeah,
Palmerston Road, in Albert Road, sorry. And they run a comedy night there, still do to this day. And one day I just happened to be in there, and someone, the host of the night, invited me to watch the free comedy. I checked it out, really enjoyed it. The acts were fantastic. And I just kept going back. And then eventually they invited me up one night, and it didn't go terribly.
I think that's possibly the best you could hope for with your first ever comedy night.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I didn't get booed off the stage.
Yes, no one threw tomatoes. No one put a hook around my neck and dragged me off. I did well enough to encourage me to try it again. Mm. And here we are 6-7 years later at one of the biggest festivals, certainly in Hampshire, if not the UK, with some of the biggest names in the business, people who I've grown up admiring, watched on TV, and very excited to be here.
Now, this isn't your first time at Victorious Festival, is it? Because tell us a little story about how you got involved with Victorious.
Yes, yeah, so me and my business partner, Perry Riley.
Who's here? Hey,
how are you doing, guys?
We run a promotional company called PM Promotions, and we used to run open mic nights in and around Portsmouth, and we got in touch with Victorious to see if they would be interested in having a comedy part of their festival in 2018.
Correct, yes, 2018.
And it started off as a 200 person capacity tent, and that's what we have for 2018, 2019, obviously not 2020, 2021, and then last year, due to the success, how big did they make the tent?
So initially they bumped it up times 10. So they told us it would initially be 2,000 people. We took that on board. We said, yep, we got this. That number actually ended up being around close to 4,000 with the help of kind of artists like Catherine Ryan, Joel Dommett. Mm. So yeah, so that blew up massively to the point where they decided to move us away from the kids area for a few reasons.
I wonder why.
Yeah, so the over 18s comedy tent, yeah, they moved us away from there.
And so now we've been driving near the D-Day, part of Southsea, and yeah, we're in a similar capacity facility as we were last year, with again just huge names that we grew up watching, names that you see on Mott the Week, Live at the Apollo, 8 out of 10 Cats, never mind the Buzzcocks, Netflix, you name it, these guys have been on it. And two local boys from Portsmouth who thought they were funny enough to get on stage are somehow sharing the stage with some of the biggest names in the business.
What's the secret to good comedy, guys?
That is a very good question. On my part, I think it's just about being honest. I'm quite open with my comedy. I say a lot of the times, either laughing or you're learning. Depending, like they're learning or they're laughing, either way, they're going to have some takeaway from me. I think it's just being open, honest, and playing with the crowd. I think crowd work is very important. I think a lot of people tend to do their own thing, and I tend to find a lot of it's ego-driven. But on our part, we just tend to talk nonsense. I was going to say a word that I don't know if we can put live on radio. We just go from there, and people tend to kind of be drawn to us. So, yeah.
It's okay, we talk a lot of that too.
So I think likability, the more you can connect with a comedian especially, the more you're going to be invested in what they're saying, the more attention you're paying, and hopefully the more you're going to find them funny. Because trying to get people to laughter is not a natural thing you can do deliberately.
No.
And the best way it was described to me, what you're attempting to do is walk into a room full of strangers and trying to make them all sneeze at the same time.
It's,
oh, that's great. It's that level of difficulty, what you're trying to achieve. But I can't think of a better way to spend your time than doing stuff like this.
I always think comedy is so important, because if you can take somebody that's potentially in a bad mood, not having a great day, whatever it is, and you can make them laugh, mm-hmm. then you're really, really onto something, aren't you?
Yeah.
Guys, I want to say thank you so much. I want to say the best of luck for the whole weekend.
Thank you.
And again, if you do want to come down, if you're coming down to Victorious and you want to check out the comedy stage, where can they find it?
We are near the D-Day Museum. I think that's the nearest landmark to us. You can't miss us.
You can't miss us. We're a giant, massive blue and pink double top tent. Yeah, you can't miss us,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, shows start from 1 p.m. every day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We hope to see you there.
And if they want to find you on the socials, where can people get in touch?
You can find myself personally at Michael Franklin Comedy on Instagram. You can find our company, Mine and Perry PM Promotions, at PM Promos on Instagram.
And you can find me, Perry Riley, again, super simple, Perry Riley Comedy, R-E-I-L-L-Y. People always get that wrong. So, yeah.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Thank you very much, guys.
Amazing.